from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
That's what kind of kept me going. But just actually being in the program, nah, it wasn't like a dream come true. I don't know how to put it into words, but for a kid growing up in Memphis, it was kind of heartbreaking to go out there and experience that. He was asked about his relationship with Penny and the coaching staff. He said he never fully felt truly welcome, and he felt alienated by Penny and the staff. He said, me and Penny didn't have a relationship. We didn't really talk. It just seemed like it was something that he had against me from my viewpoint. I didn't practice during the fall. I was sitting on the sidelines most of the time.
Yeah, you're a walk-on.
Right. And obviously, when I got out there, I showed I was good enough. And there are other factors people don't know about that impacted me when I got out there. He continues, it was just hard, man. Just the mental weight of being in that program and dealing with all that, scandals and egos and the character issues throughout the program, it was hard. It was always a weight anytime you walked into the gym. So, you know, that is what Joe had to say. He said it was not really his choice in terms of his departure, but
that matters.
He reached out to Penny not long after. It's all according to him. He reached out to Penny not long after Memphis's season ended, and Penny did not respond to any texts or calls.
That ain't new.
I was just trying to do things the right way and wait on Penny and the staff to let me know. I didn't want to just make a decision without talking to Penny because that was my coach at the time. And he just never reached out, never said anything, never got back with me. Like, I just found out I wasn't going to be back when the media found out. I know everybody was having their exit meetings and Penny was telling them what he needed to tell them. I'm just like, what is my meeting so I can know? Other coaches were calling, trying to get me to come down, and I'm telling them I can't. I have an obligation to Penny. He gave me an opportunity. I need to see what he does. He said he saw the writing on the wall when the new team began moving on to campus June 1st. But after everything he'd witnessed in his one season at Memphis, he wasn't surprised by how it all played out because this stuff had gone on all year. I don't know how to say it. I don't want to put nobody on the spot or on blast, but I wouldn't want anybody that I cared about to be in that situation. So he said he just wants to know why. He just wants people to know why he's leaving. I'm not turning my back on the city. I just don't want to let anybody down. But I think this is what's best, even though it's a difficult situation. I think anybody who cares about me would want me to go to another program. I know I put my head down and did the best I could. I worked hard. I was a good teammate. I was a good person. So great job by Parth to get those very raw comments from Joe, who clearly really loved his time playing for Penny at Memphis. So I have two things about this. One is, first and foremost, how unfortunate that a Memphis kid dreams of playing at Memphis, gets the chance to play at Memphis, and that's how he feels. Whether it's right or wrong, right, that's unfortunate that his lasting memory of Memphis is going to be, what a mess, and I won't remember this fondly. And I wouldn't recommend anybody I even care about to be in that program.
It is unfortunate he feels that way.
Yeah, like, again, I'm not here to...
Especially when your stepfather's a Tiger, Rodney Newsome.
Yes, exactly.
Like, you understand.
Exactly.
You know, you know, being critical of Memphis is being critical of a program that your stepfather attended.
Yeah. And, yes.
Obviously, he knows Penny. And,
yes.
So what that represents when you're criticizing it.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
A little different.
So that hurts. That hurts. Again, I'm not here to weigh in whether it was right or wrong. I wasn't in the building. We also know that the season did end in absolute disaster. And that probably was a hard thing to be a part of when that was going on. Secondly, you also kind of have to understand, right, the predicament and the position that Joe is kind of coming from here. He, you know, was and Penny, too. Penny, you know, Joe was a walk-on. He was not a scholarship player.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he doesn't necessarily have an obligation to Joe, right, to have that, you know, it's kind of like, dude, are you in or out? Like, it's up to you. Like, I don't really care, right? He's a walk-on. He's not a scholarship player.
Right.
Do I think, again, if all this is true, and you said it, this is not new. It's not new. This is Penny's M.O. He tends to, like, go dark on people when, you know, it's time to make a change. I always tell people, if you stopped hearing from Penny, it's too late. You know what I mean?
So you surely you can get him back.
I don't know. If you stopped hearing from Penny, odds are.
No, he ain't going to. I mean, I would subscribe. He's not going to waste his time. So if he's done with you, I'm assuming he's done with you.
And he won't even necessarily inform you that he's done with you.
I mean, I'm struggling with this because we're talking about a walk-on.
Correct.
And we're talking about a walk-on expecting to be back and brought back. And
right.
It sounds like a walk-on that expected an increased role next year.
And to be recruited back.
And to be recruited back and to have Penny telling him what he wants him to do. You didn't get that because, again, they don't view you as a guy who's going to get increased time next year.
Right.
That part of it's unfortunate. I hate that for a guy who grew up wanting to be a Tiger.
It just sounds like they had different perspectives, right, on what they envisioned the other's role kind of being, right?
Well, if we're keeping it real here, is it a good thing for a Memphis? Would it be a good sign for the Memphis basketball program if you're talking about coming back next year and a guy that you had as a walk-on last year is in an increased role on that makes you feel better about, you know, making the NCAA tournament? And, again, that's not it. I'm not trying to you know, take a shot here at Joe Cooper and the player he is, but
right. No, I mean you have to be honest.
If Memphis is dependent on a guy that was a walk-on, and we ain't talking about Tyler Harris here, then that's not a good sign.
Correct.
And oh, by the way, like, what are we talking about here? We're gonna cry for Joe, who was a walk-on. Tyler Harris came back as a walk-on, helped you win games in that year as a walk-on, and then still didn't get the scholarship the next year. Basically, was run off down to South Florida and had to finish it off down there. Tyler Harris, as Memphis as any kid, just like Joe Cooper.
Yep.
And so that was a situation where, you know, my guy didn't even get a senior night. And so Joe ain't the first here in terms of Memphis kids that Penny has said, you know what, now we're you know, you're better off somewhere else. And listen, and I will say, I guess in Memphis's defense and Penny's defense on Tyler, well, you left him first. You went to Iowa State, you left, right, and that happened. But you did what you're supposed to. You come back as a walk-on and actually play meaningful minutes, help win games. Unlike, you know, Joe was great down the stretch, especially at a time where Penny's trying to preach Memphis basketball, and he was a kid who cared out there, but he wasn't helping you win games. And so that was a deal where Penny decided to go a different direction with another Memphis kid. And so, listen, I'm not surprised here that Joe wasn't sort of welcomed back or looked at, viewed as a guy that's going to really help us next season. It's unfortunate that, you know, a program that you loved so much growing up,
right,
that you feel like it's in freaking disarray right now.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe there's some truth to that.
For sure.
You know, maybe there's something in there to glean from in terms of what's happening behind the scenes. But, it sounds like a walk-on who grew up a Tiger, wanted to be a Tiger, not welcomed back in a role that he wants. And you got to take into account a little bit, John, too, because I'm trying to be fair here on both sides. Probably got a little bit of an axe to grind. Right, that you weren't. Maybe got a little bit of an axe to grind in terms of what you will say about that program now. So I think you have to take all things
into
consideration.
Well, I will say this. He did deserve to be told by Penny that,
bro, Tyler Harris deserved a senior day.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying like it could.
That's what I'm saying. This is a walk on.
He could have just like responded to a text message.
I would think I'm with you because again, Penny knows the deal.
Like that's
this is the stepson
minimum
of a former Tiger. Penny's known Joe growing up, and so yes, you would think that the common just courtesy of a call would come. And that's unfortunate for Joe.
Yeah.
Especially again, you have a relationship with his dad, his stepfather and Rodney, everything else. You'd think as a Tiger son, You know, and a guy that you saw grow up, you would give him the call, be straight with him. But, and that's unfortunate Joe didn't get it, but I'm not going to go crazy here that Penny didn't call Joe Cooper back. I want to know Penny called David back. You know, I got other things on.
Yeah, no, again,
a
theme.
Not as worried about this one.
Yeah, it's that's all. I mean, for me, the biggest qualm is just that you could have just returned the call or the text and said, hey, you know, our visions don't align here, and you're probably better off, you know, pursuing your opportunities elsewhere. Like, I just feel like that is the, especially of a Memphis kid, that is the bare minimum expectation.
I think for me, and again, at the risk of sounding like this is some, alarm that needs to go off, but, you know, when you got a guy in Joe Cooper who you threw out there last year because you said guys weren't playing Memphis basketball, they weren't playing like they cared. Right, and maybe that's a result of the roster you put together, or the culture right now, or the fact that, frankly, let's be real, a lot of these guys you bring, they don't know Memphis basketball. But a guy that you looked at last year and said can bring it, right, can show it to me. Well, he's gone now, right? So again, if we're gonna keep hearing Memphis basketball speeches going forward, bro, there ain't much Memphis left on the roster. And I keep saying there's more Memphis now on the coaching staff. You bring back, you know, Andre Turner. You got Dwight Boyd still on sports staff. Penny. There's more Memphis representation, Memphis basketball representation on the staff now than there is on the roster. Mm-hmm. And so from that standpoint, again, I just don't come to me talking about you're frustrated because guys don't get it in this new college basketball world. When you're playing that game, you recruited Memphis, but you missed on Trey Richmond and Curtis Givens III. And so that's the thing here. You've gone an entirely different direction, mostly like Cal here, where you don't have much local flavor. And so, bro, nobody's going to care about the old Memphis basketball. We ain't playing like we did back here. Nobody's going to care about that speech because there's not much Memphis basketball going on in terms of the roster right now. And Penny's made that decision ultimately. Not saying you got to have it to win. You don't. But in terms of guys being bought in that care, and you're going through a season that's gotten tumultuous and looking around for guys that are going to step up and actually care, well, when you don't have much Memphis on there, you know, and guys are here for NIL and on 1 year deals.
Yeah,
that's the risk you run. You lose. There you go. And you were depending on because some of that Joe Cooper passion last year because you lacked it so much.
Yep.
You know, Malco getting himself taken out of the deal. Yeah, very little Memphis last year. Gonna have less this year. Looks like with no Joe Cooper, obviously.
Yeah, we'll talk to Jeff Coggins about this at 125. Get his thoughts on it and more when he joins us at 125. A very, very revealing piece, certainly.
Yeah, he had some things to say.
Yes, he did. I don't think you've ever heard a player rip Penny like that upon his exit or transfer, right?
I mean, no. Well, I'll tell you this: Tyler stayed quiet.
He did.
I wondered if we'd see that, especially after we went back down South Florida for that last one. Again, Tyler decided to leave first, and so you could make the argument that hey, whatever happened was happened. Tyler transferred out of here first, but comes back as a walk on, helps you win games, turns your season around really that year, helped you make the tournament. And then no, we all thought, okay, well he'll be back as a scholarship guy the next year. No, team decided to go a different direction. So. This is not new, and it's occurred with scholarship players that are Memphis guys. So.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we will come back again at 125. Jeff Coggins is going to join us, talk to him about this and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
For more than 75 years, University of Maryland Global Campus has given you the opportunity to build your next success. Choose from more than 135 degree and certificate programs in career-relevant fields like business, healthcare, data analytics, cybersecurity, and more. Plus, we offer 100% online and hybrid courses, personalized advising, and Lifetime Career Services. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
I'm John Morgan. When you call Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, your very own army springs into action immediately. 24/7, our investigators, legal staff, and over 900 lawyers work together to fight to get you the best result as quickly and easily as possible. Insurance companies know who we are, and now you know it too. This firm was built for greatness. This firm was built for you. Injured? Call your army. We're ready to roll. Morgan & Morgan. Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip-smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Serve just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over 2 decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ford right here in Wynn, Arkansas. And folks, you've not heard a Ford dealer talk about discounts in a long while. But we've got great discounts on all of our Ford vehicles in stock today. And we've got as low as 0.9% interest on Ford Edges. That's $446 a month on a brand new SUV. And we've got 1.9% interest for 72 months on F-150s. You've heard that right. We've not heard it in a long time. 1.9%. Check us out at RedRiverFordOfWynn.com.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth,
let's start at the base of a massive waterfall.
Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
You're in hot water, mister.
What'd I do?
I told you months ago our utility bills were getting higher because of that old outdated tank water heater.
Maybe it's time we finally switch to a Navien tankless.
Learn about Navien's high-efficiency tankless water heaters, endless hot water, all while helping you save on your energy costs.
Hey, look at this. Our utility bill is lower since we got the Navien tankless water heater.
Who's in hot water now?
We are, all the time.
Learn more at tanklessmadesimple.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Sticking to the code, all these for the street. I put it in her nose, it's gonna make up. Toad ain't gonna make up at they seat. You can't hear that switch, but you can hear them dreams. I'm off blue. 20 karat ring, I put my fingers down her throat. If I lose a carrot, she might choke. I know she gon' swallow, she'll go.
We'll talk to him at 125 about the comments from Joe Cooper. In the meantime, a little bit of shuffling still going on with the Memphis basketball staff. Jason Munns reported, was it yesterday? That
Mailbag. Yeah, I believe it was yesterday. Yes, you're correct, John. Posted yesterday.
And he
updated this morning, 5:06.
That Mike Davis would be an assistant coach. That he wouldn't. It would not end up being. It was not a consultant role, as initially reported. But it would actually be as an assistant at Memphis.
Correct. Mike Davis will be one of the three assistants, along with Rick Stansberry. And the report was that there is still an assistant spot open because, as Jason Munns is reporting over the commercial appeal, it is his understanding that our man Jermaine Johnson will be on the staff, but not as an assistant. And so a guy that we thought had moved back into the assistant role, apparently, at least from Munns' report, he's going to still be on the sports staff, leaving one of the assistant coaching positions still open because the part that everybody seems to be on the same page about is that Faraji Phillips has been bumped down to the support staff. So that's an open assistant coaching position that perhaps Nolan Smith would end up filling. We will see, but right. also points out that Andre Turner still expected to be on that support staff, not one of the three assistants. So right now, at least from Munz's understanding, is that you got one assistant spot open, two filled with Stansberry and Mike Davis here, not as a technically a consultant here as an assistant, one of your three full times.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting now. You're just kind of waiting to see if, for example, you know, Nolan Smith ends up taking the job, whatever the case may be. And, you know, it's interesting that he has not gotten it yet, has not, you know, put pen to paper.
I can't imagine that he's got a ton of folks out after him, right, coming off the situation in Louisville. He's available, like, you know what I'm saying?
He is available.
If you want him, it doesn't seem like you're going to be fighting anybody off to get him or the other interviews. So I don't see what's keeping you from filling that spot with Nolan Smith at this point, if indeed it is open and this is what Munz has got laid out as the plan, and that Jermaine will still remain in support staff role.
Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting question, Jace Moovey-Doovey. I'm sure they're trying to figure out some things over there in terms of that. They have a lot of people, though, that are working there. That we know. They have a lot of people on the staff, support, on the bench. Jermaine's back in some capacity.
He points out, and I think you'd talked about it too, Rosser and Kipnis. Kipnis have been director of recruiting, Jamie Rosser, director of player development. They're both back and in their respective spots. Verhulst, Jordan Verhulst, previously director of scouting, expected to take on director of basketball operation duties. So it's not just shuffling with the staff, but also mm-hmm. shuffling of the support staff. Garrett Kelly had been in that basketball ops spot the last couple of years.
Yeah, he's doing two roles now. So
Verhulst.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I definitely heard that last week. You guys don't care about the support, so it's not like something I was going to.
No, we care more now when Andre Turner's on it. I mean, at one point you thought Mike Davis, but that support staff's pretty they are. They run deep.
It's robust.
It's bigger than, I'm telling you, the Grizzly staff.
It is. It's a fleet, man. It's a fleet out there right now for Penny. But, hey, you know, we all need a little support, don't we?
Well, you need all the support you can get.
Amen, brother. Amen. So, anyway, that's the latest with Memphis basketball. Comings and goings. Mike Davis, long time. What was it, UAB, Indiana?
Final Four. I mean,
Final Four.
Yeah, Indiana.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, not most recently.
Not most recently. Not very good at Detroit Mercy, but... And again, you've had impressive coaches here mm-hmm. before in those spots. You've had the Larry Browns and everything else.
Exactly.
So, the hope will be that Mike Davis can pour in, yes, but that Penny will be open to being poured into mm-hmm. by Mike Davis.
Yep, absolutely. All right, we'll come back. Jeff Cogg is going to join us on the other side. We're going to talk to him about all of this Grizz draft, Joe Cooper's comments, state of the world, and more on the other side. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6812. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6812. That's 800-575-6812. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Summer's heating up, and so are the savings at Choate's. We've got three incredible offers to make your season spectacular. First up, our Grill and Chill with Choate's Summer Special. Upgrade your HVAC system and choose between a free Yeti cooler or a Green Egg grill on select systems. Then power through any outage with Choate's generators. Be one of the first 50 customers to buy a generator and score a massive 75-inch TV or an iPad. Also, don't forget about our tankless water heater offer. Purchase a tankless water heater from Choate's and receive a premium toilet free. Don't wait. These offers are too good to last. Turn to the experts with Choate's and call 347-8086 or visit us online today for your free estimate. Now introducing Choate's air conditioning, heating, plumbing, and generators. Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Get
Get ready, because the Gossip Mitsubishi Motors Summer Sales Event is on, and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG highway? We Gossip in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. $18,960 or $279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. We Gossip. $27,350 or $399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossip. $29,865 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossip Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossip Mitsubishi. 1870 Covington Pike, online 24/7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we Gossip and Gossip Motor Cars.
Mirage RHFO 9083, MSRP 19460, Sport RU01 10764, MSRP 28070, Outlander RZO 53896, MSRP 30895, PF 695, acquisition fee 595, 15 cents excess mileage, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid to end of the month with approved dealer stock only.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jeff Calkins is the columnist over at the Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. Joins us every Thursday, and he joins us now. Would you say that your experience every Thursday at 1:25 is heartbreaking?
I'd call it the worst experience I've ever experienced. That's what I'd call it.
Would you recommend anyone you care about to do it?
It's toxic. You know, you never tell me if you're bringing me back or not bringing me back.
That's right.
It's a toxic, brutal experience, the worst experience I've ever experienced. It may seem to people like I'm having fun, just like it may have seemed to people that Joe Cooper was enjoying his time at Memphis. Oh, no, no, no. Evidently, according to what he told Parth, oh, I nearly fell out of my chair reading those quotes. That was astonishing.
It was. It was certainly.
Holy smokes! Now I've been listening to you and Jason, and I think you both make good points. Like, it's very clear he's disappointed that he's not being brought back, and he may have an axe to grind, and he's a walk-on. All those things are true, and I think the quotes have to be read in that context, right?
Yep.
If he was getting a scholarship and being brought back, we would not be seeing those quotes. Let's be clear, right? So I think that's 100% true. It's also true that, brought back or not, he deserves a call. You know, he deserves. Penny was raving about how he's a Memphis guy. He's the only one who busts his ass. We need more like that. Whatever. When he played against, who was it? Was it what was the game? Charlotte, when they broke the whatever. So he's Rodney Newsome's stepson. For God's sakes, he shouldn't be waiting around.
Yeah.
Like, he should be told, it's fine to tell him we don't need you back, but you've got to tell him we don't need you back.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then the other thing that's bothersome is just a sort of description of chaos within the program. And if you're being honest with yourself, here's the question I would ask. Okay, is this, and I'll let you supply the answer.
Thank you.
Is this a bitter walk, or maybe both of these things are true. Is this a bitter walk-on who's not invited back, who's opening fire, right? Like, who's just decided to criticize everyone? Is that, or is this someone, it's a walk-on saying the emperor has no clothes and saying out loud what other people, honestly, who are scholarship players who are left, would tell you if they were as honest as Joe Cooper. That to me is the question. Is it just, can you chalk it up just as category A, or is it also some of category B?
Yeah, I think it is a good mix for sure. I mean, I definitely think there are a lot of people who say things behind closed doors that they will not say publicly, but who feel the same way. You know, like reading those things, it jives with a lot of what I have heard about the Memphis basketball program over the years. And now,
I mean, you hear that coaching. You hear that members of the coaching staff aren't told, like they're also
yes, correct. Like, you know, it's not.
Am I
this
coming
is not,
back? Am I not coming?
This
back?
Is not it's something not that is exclusive on, you know? To Joe. I know that for a fact.
Right.
So I think that might be the part of it that's why I'm like listening to it, right? Like if I didn't know sort of that this was how the MO was,
right.
I would more well, easily chalk it up to you're a walk on. But because I know, you know,
right.
It's like
who
this is.
Who was the player at the end of Cal's bench who he said you're never playing for me again? And, you know, who was this?
Derek
player?
Chu.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Derek Chu.
Hasheem Bailey.
Yeah, and he ripped Cal, like he ripped Cal, right? And no one cared, right? You know what I mean? Like, because you
knew
say,
where
oh,
it was coming from, right?
I know what category that is, right?
You know, right, yeah.
Do you care when Chandler Parsons rips Memphis? No.
No, I think Chandler Parsons should shut the hell up.
Right,
He should just be thankful.
We have no respect for you, shut the hell up, and we know what you're saying is so purely baseless that, or whatever, you know.
So purely baseless.
What your words have no credibility with us, right?
100%.
And so there are definitely circumstances there. And I think it's 100% true that you have to acknowledge that Joe is a walk-on who is not getting a scholarship offer, and that is partly what inspires
yes.
him. That's only fair. But I also think you have to say, the reason you actually listen to it is because if you've been paying attention, you've heard similar things behind the scenes. He's just the person who said it out loud.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, it doesn't change anything. It's not like it's going to be
I'm kind of stunned, by the way. Aren't you surprised? Like, I understand that he's bitter or whatever else. Or that it is still kind of remarkable. I haven't talked to Parth about what he felt like. Like, I don't. He probably just called Joe the way one does. Someone leaves the program, you call him. Hey, how you looking back at your experience in Memphis? Right. And next thing you know, Joe is saying the worst thing I've ever experienced in my life, and that's not what you normally expect. So it's kind of. I mean, I haven't heard anyone. I haven't heard anyone criticize Penny. I mean, you know, like any
not
former
publicly.
That
no
it is interesting because I would go back to Tyler and the opportunity to do so was there with him. Where after you come
Never
back
did.
As a walk-on, and I think all of us that watched that season and watched Tyler help as a walk-on, certainly more so and more impactful than what Joe Cooper did last year, I think all of us sort of assumed that he would be back and probably back in a scholarship role, whereas he was essentially run off and didn't get calls back and everything else. But here's the point. Tyler could have done this, right? He could have burned it down, said,
yep.
Penny turned his back on me after I came back. He didn't do that, and I think maybe that does represent sort of a – you know, Joe Cooper's different in the sense that, no, he wasn't recruited in the way that Tyler was, but he did grow up wanting to be a Tiger like Tyler did. Tyler wouldn't do it because, again, other than maybe putting a like on maybe some tweet that not everybody saw, but it was questioning of Penny, you would see a like there, but nothing public like this. I wonder if it's just a step forward, Jeff, on maybe Memphis's willingness to be critical of Penny. And again, some could argue that's a stretch here, but you know, there were things we don't say about Penny Hardaway because he's a program legend. Well, you know, here's a Memphis kid that's willing to say, well, this ain't going the way it's supposed to be going. I put it that way. You know.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think most people like there are obviously people who've left and had they've gone other places, you know, and I presume had a mixed experience here, right? But you know, whatever, Boogie among others, right? If I had a, I don't know what
sure.
he would say if you asked him what he would say, but it is interesting. I think most people understand there's not much to benefit you from saying bad things about Penny Hardaway. You know, like, how is that going to help you? It's going to help you. You're a walk-on. It's going to help you get another job at another place. So it could just be, oh, honestly, immaturity, like at a, and not understanding. I don't think it's, I don't think it benefits you. Just like I don't think it benefits you to go out and trash your former employer necessarily, you know. Although I kind of did at the CA for a while, but I don't now. By the way, they're doing fine work over there. So I don't know. It just could have been, you know. It also could have been a moment, you know. It could have been a moment that he caught Joe, and you know. So who knows? Tyler also, it helped that he was going to be recruited other places. I'm sure Tyler knew that.
That's a good point. Right. And you can't be burning it down too badly and be thought of as you're going to be decent in somebody's program, right?
Yeah. And then, of course, there are people. It is interesting. Like, let's be totally fair here. Like, there are people like Kendrick, and there are people who honestly play for other programs who go out of their way to come and work with Penny. So it's not, you know. Right. And there are more of those people than there are Joe Coopers saying the opposite. It certainly is striking, though. And I just think if you care, well, first I like what John said, that it's just too bad. The whole thing's too bad, right? It's just too bad.
Yeah, right, wrong, indifferent. You know what I mean? Like, that's anytime a Memphis kid comes and like, that's how he feels. And if you, like, who's the last Memphis guy that came? And it was a Jeremiah. I don't know. I mean, he played for 15 different dudes, you know? So I don't know how he feels, but it feels like it's been a while since we had like a consensus, amazing experience from the hometown guys. And you wonder if it's even possible anymore.
That's kind of interesting. Who is the last Memphis guy to just have, I mean,
because all the Josh guys would tell you that they were aggrieved.
Alo
got raked over the coals by the city, though. So I don't think he would tell you that he had a positive experience at Memphis in terms of the fans.
Right, but I was going to say, it's different with Alo. Like, Alo would tell you, like, the Lawsons, you know, that they might be critical of the program itself, whereas Alo might be critical of the fans who ripped him.
Right. He loved the program, yeah. And I'm sure he would tell you he loved Penny.
But it's impossible to me to separate the two. I mean, the fan base and how you're sort of – and what you're, reading on social media from fans, people you consider – right or wrong, I mean, that's part of the experience.
Yes. Well, in terms of – from the perspective of the player, and whether it's a positive or negative experience, it doesn't matter if the negativity is coming from the program or perceived negativity or from the fans. It's a negative experience.
Because they feel how they feel, right? We can't...
Here's the other question, though. In terms of the fan negativity, right? Is it really because they're Memphis? It's in Memphis? Or do they just chalk it up because they're in Memphis? Like, if Alo went to Kansas and played like he did at his worst here, you don't think he'd be getting lit up at Kansas? You know, or what should I say for that matter, where he was supposed to go? I do think a lot of times people chalk it up to, well, Memphis is a tough place. The truth of the matter is, if you're in any place that really cares about basketball, like Wichita does, like Kansas does, and you're bad, you're going to get ripped. And because it's happening in Memphis, and I'm not saying Joe was universally bad, but when he was bad, because it's happened in Memphis, you're like, well, you know how Memphis is. I don't really think it's just Memphis. I think any place that cares about basketball. You go to Purdue and have a, you know, whatever, 0-for-9 night with, you know, 3 turnover. Like, they're going to rip you there, too.
No, I don't think there's anything necessarily unique about Memphis fans, to be clear. I just think that the guys that are from Memphis feel it a certain type of way when it's coming from Memphis.
From Memphis. Yes. Yeah,
it's like it doesn't even matter that I'm from here. They don't even, they're savage. That's kind of the perception. But no, but there's no difference between Memphis and Illinois fans and Kentucky fans and Arkansas fans and Florida fans. No. Like, do I think there's some special brand of savagery that Memphis fans possess?
No,
I do not. I just think that Memphis guys are they are hurt more because they're from Memphis and they expected to get some kind of grace that, you know, any fan base would not show. It's just the way it goes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I don't know what I'm supposed to take out of the, you know, again, it's very interesting and it was a good get by Parth and it was, you know, good reporting.
Let me ask you this. Because there is a certain similarity. I was thinking about this. I was thinking about this in my own life. You know what I don't like to do? I don't have to ever do this anymore because I'm married and I'm happily married. But back when I was, you know, from age 16 to wherever, 2-4 years ago, occasionally relationships would end and I'd have to break up with someone, right? I hate giving bad news. In fact, I hate saying such bad news. So that it's, you know what it is? It's a little bit less like, wouldn't you rather ghost someone than actually say you're not wanted, right? And what's interesting is, you know how you're always saying, John, that Penny has a difficult time in terms of his rotations telling people, this is where you're going to be, this is where you're going to be. Yeah, because he's a pleaser, right? Is that a little bit what's the same thing that's happened when he doesn't tell a Joe Cooper or doesn't tell staff members or whatever else, that he's not great at delivering tough news? Maybe that's part of it. And by the way, if that's true, I understand it. It's hard to tell people, give people tough news of any sort.
Yeah, no, I agree. I totally agree. I think that's a
but that's where you get a guy to do it. The news must still be delivered, right? You still owe it.
Exactly.
You owe it to that person, whether it's Joe or Tyler Harris or whoever the you know who's worked for you. You're moving on. Don't you owe them some 100%. Form of communication as opposed to ghosting them? That's the way we're supposed to do it, right?
Yes, it's cowardly not to, and it's not respectful. Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah, no, it's definitely. I'm curious as to why you know. But again, it's not the first time that people have been confused or mystified, or they don't why they have not gotten correspondence from Penny. It's not the first time, and it's not going to be the last. I'm not justifying it, but I will give this to the man: he is an equal opportunity ghoster.
I mean, whether you're walk on or Scully,
it doesn't matter.
Work form or play form,
it doesn't matter. I mean, there were absolutely people that went the whole entire spring and summer with no communication from Penny, had no idea whether they were going to be brought back, had no idea whether they were going to be fired. Like, I mean, this is just, it goes back 4 or 5 years since you got the job. I mean, it's just like, you know what I mean? I always say this, if you haven't heard back from Penny, it's too late. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's too late. You got your answer. By no answer, you have your answer. And do I think that's the most effective way to communicate? No, I don't. I think that's honestly.
No, but maybe it's just like if you're being ghosted by anyone, you should be willing to take ghosting for an answer.
Right.
You
know? It's like, look, I don't want to triple text you here, but do you want to go on a date or not? Like,
right.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I was busy for the last 3 months. I missed your text. Yeah, I'd love to go on a date. No, that's not how it works. You know, like, they're not responding by design. You know what I'm saying? So, again, if you're...
Joe should have realized this and moved on. If he waited till after the portal was closed...
Exactly.
That was a severe misjudgment. And
exactly.
And he should have been counseled that that was a severe misjudgment.
He, 100%. Yeah. Like, dude, you're again,
a walk-on, and you're not hearing from the coach. Take a little bit of a clue here. You know?
Exactly. Like, respectfully, like, appreciate who you... And again, I'm not trying to use Penny's lack of effective communication to rag on Joe. Here,
no.
Okay? Like, Penny's got to be better than that, all right? As an adult, and B, as a coach of that program. But, yes, on the other hand, it's like, bro, what are you waiting for? Are you looking for some white smoke out of the Lori Walton facility?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Shall you want to see it written in the airplane in the sky? You know, Joe.
Come back,
no,
Joe.
We don't want you. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly, man.
Light up the bridge.
Poor
with the message,
kid.
Joe Cooper, leave.
Not
you know?
Welcome back.
He just wanted to keep putting smiles on the kids' faces.
No, exactly. Like, again, I'm not trying to, because I understand his frustration. And the key point here is that as the coach of Memphis basketball, Penny, your job is to be direct with your kids.
Yes.
You know, like,
that's
come
true.
On, what are we doing here? But, again, the other part of that, and it's secondary, but the other part of that, like, you just got to read the room a little bit, Joe. Like, that's all. That's all. That's all. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway. All right, Grizzlies. Grizzlies, Grizzlies, Grizzlies. They are currently slotted to pick 9th. There have been trade rumors about them. I listened to you and Harrington today, and I really enjoyed it because I really felt like I got the gist of the options, right? What are you? And a lot of it comes down to, you know, Kennard, and it's informed by what your plans are with Kennard. But if you were a betting man, and I know you are as a proud sponsor of FanDuel, what's the favorite right now in terms of options? Is it bet? Is the favorite the Grizzlies stay at 9 and select? Is it trade down? Is it trade up? What's the favorite right now?
I think the favorite is trade down.
Okay.
I think that's the most likely. Okay, we know that he we know that Zach trades down every year. He trades every year. He moves every year. I think it's hard, going to be hard for him to move up, right? Like, I just don't. I mean, I heard the Marcus Smart Houston stuff. That sounds more to me like it's coming from Houston. You know, like Houston's been shopping that pick for forever. It feels like. So, I think it's going to be hard to move up. If you're moving up, presumably it's only for Donovan Klingon. And now there's rumors that Donovan Klingon could literally go number one. It seems unlikely to move up, although I don't rule it out. Stay put, I'd say that's second favorite. Stay put, make the pick. Because there may be, you know, it's the kind of draft where there may not be people with great conviction who want to move up and trade with you, you know, and give you value. Who are they going up to get? Are they going up to get, you know, Cody Williams? Are they going up to get, I don't know, like Zach Edey? Are they going up to get, like, who are they going to be going up to get, who's going to be there at nine that's going to inspire someone to part with something valuable? So I think that's the second favorite. And then trading up would be, of those three options, trading up would be third. But I do think they're all within the realm. You know, I don't, the discouraging part about it for me is if you look at the players who are, it seems like, will be available, they're not, none of them are guys who are going to step in and help next year. It doesn't feel like, right? It's right. Ron Holland. It's Cody Williams. And it's, you know, a bunch, you already have Gigi and Vince at the wing and Marcus and whatever else. So it feels like the best players are going to be developmental wings, which is not going to help you next year. And so the guy who will be there, who would help you next year, who would be, by the way, a cheap way to solve your center problem, if you think he solves your center problem, would be Zach Edey. Then you just go, whatever, you get him, plug him in there, you know, and get a cheap veteran, and then you solve your center problem. And so I can see that as a possibility, but I think the most likely is they trade down.
Right. Yeah, you just got to, you know, and you may be trading down to get Edey still, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, which I'm fine with. I think Edey would be, I think he is probably as good as he's going to be, but I also believe, whereas I maybe...
I'd be fine with it.
I'm not going to... Exactly.
If you're fine with Edey at 16, then you should be fine with him at 9.
Right. That I agree with as well. If you can't find a deal that makes sense... You know, because you have to think about, okay, who are the players that people would be trying to trade up to 9 to get? You know, like, you have to consider that. I'm fine with Edey at 9. I don't think, oh, my God, we drafted him at 9, and he would have gone 16th. It doesn't matter if he's a good player. Edey, though, it does speak to the fact that you guys have been trying to find that Z-Bo replacement, you know, in your hearts. And maybe this will be
Edey,
you know?
Edey.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that for sure.
No, I don't think that works.
Baked Edey.
I do think he was smart, by the way. Zach Edey turned down the invitation to go to the green room. Because let's be honest, he's a big old giant who's going to be sitting in the green room. There's nowhere for him to hide.
That's right.
You know, if he starts to fall. And he's one guy, like the one player everyone recognizes anyway. He doesn't really need the exposure from being at the draft. So I think his decision to go to West Lafayette, I think that's where he said he's going to be for the draft, makes all the sense in the world.
Absolutely. Jeff, appreciate the time
Thank you, brother.
Thanks.
See you guys.
Yep. Yeah, Jeff Calkins joins every single Thursday here on the show. We'll come back, wrap this up. Jason John, out of China FM, ESPN.
Catch all the Tiger touchdowns, Grizzlies dunks, and more hoops. We're the engine behind Elon Musk's next big idea. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports supercomputer.
And the question is, 1 year from today, who is more likely to be coaching a Memphis basketball team? Just Taylor Jenkins, no Penny Hardaway. Just Penny Hardaway, no Taylor Jenkins. Both of them still coaching the Memphis basketball teams. Or neither of them still coaching the Memphis basketball team. Think about it if you were Las Vegas.
Okay?
If you were Las Vegas, how would you think about these odds? I think, let's be honest, I think the lowest one is neither.
Get in the game and turn up 92.9, 680 AM. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN. Or download the free Odyssey app and follow 92.9 FM ESPN. Redefining the sports broadcasting frontier, just like Elon Musk does in tech.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
All 650 acquisition fee, Telluride, RG510849, MSRP 38305, Forte, LXS, RE780, 169, MSRP 21820. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff, I hear you've got the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event going on right now at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. Give me some scoop.
Randy, the scoop is I'm ready to put you in a new Kia for less. 2024 Kia Forte LXS, 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month. $34.99 due at signing. How about a 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $357 a month. $39.99 due at signing, 24-month lease.
Plus 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9. And every Gossett Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or online anytime. KiaMountMoriah.com.
Zaxby's has been perfecting chicken fingers for 30 years. So what now? Now, we go to the sea. Introducing the Southern Fried Shrimp Meal. With butterfly shrimp that's perfectly golden fried. A perfect blend of cocktail sauce and Zax sauce that we call Zax Tail Sauce. Plus perfectly seasoned crinkle fries. Perfectly buttery Texas toast. And even a drink with perfectly pebbled ice. Here's to 30 more years of perfect. The new Southern Fried Shrimp Meal at Zaxby's. Woo, saucy! Zaxby's.
Do you use oxygen therapy to breathe? Are you tired of carrying around a heavy tank when you leave home? If you've been prescribed oxygen, you know the problems that arise when you're tied to an oxygen tank. Going out of the house is a burden, and nobody likes to be stuck inside alone. Now you can live life on the go with a lightweight Inogen portable oxygen concentrator. Travel around the corner or on board an aircraft. Inogen portable oxygen concentrators provide the medical-grade oxygen your doctor prescribes in a device that weighs less than 5 pounds. Inogen's longest-lasting device delivers 12 hours of oxygen on a single battery charge, so you have more time to visit with friends and family, go shopping, and live the active life you love. Learn how you can experience an Inogen system for yourself risk-free. Call now, 1-800-254-9207. That's 1-800-254-9207. Inogen devices are by prescription only. Battery run times vary by device and setting usage. Terms and conditions apply. For safety information, visit Inogen.com.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Something amazing is happening in data management. Even though storage needs are constantly changing, companies are only paying for what they need now. That's because CDW customized a Pure Storage Evergreen One SLA-driven storage as a service solution that delivers enterprise-grade hybrid cloud storage that is effortless, efficient, and evergreen. Simplify storage administration with Pure Storage and CDW. Make amazing happen. Find out more at cdw.com/purestorage.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Yep, my mother-in-law has got to get over to Robert Irwin Jewelers here to get some jewelry. And I told her, well, now is the time. Go over to Robert Irwin Jewelers for the Summer of 1000 Engagements, where you can get vacations, where you can get trips to Hilton Head, to Myrtle Beach. Are you a big Myrtle Beach guy? Is that what
I really enjoyed it. Been there once. Had a great time.
Old Dirty Myrtle.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so you can get out there, $29.95 or more.
Feels like you're in Florida.
Spend $49.95 or more. You're talking about Mexico, the Dominican, lots of other places that are super exotic. All you got to do is shop at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You might as well do it, right? Because the truth is, you got to buy their jewelry anyway. Get a vacation out of it. That's what I tell people. Go see Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Yeah, he's been doing this for a long time. His family, 40 years, so they know what they're doing. In this case, yeah, they got a better deal than anybody else because, as John said, you're going to spend the money anyway. Why not get the vacation where you can pop the question to go with it for free? Again, you're going to be spending that money on that engagement ring, and Howie's got all the payment options possible. You just need to get your face in the place. It will be the best jewelry shopping experience, the most unique jewelry shopping experience of your life. Like we said, Howie knows what he's doing, and he wants to be your jeweler for life. Always bigger, brighter diamonds and better prices at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Check them out online at rijewelers.com.
We're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Coming up a little bit later today, Jeffrey and Company. Jeffrey and Company. Lots of guests have worked through the company rank so far. You know, who will stick is what I ask, you know.
I think you're infatuated with the name.
Yes, I am.
Of the new show.
I hope it never changes. By the way, did you see that the NCAA is about to expand here? The tournament.
Yep, don't like it. Watered down.
68 to 72 or 76. So I told Goodman and Doster, like, I hope y'all got 72 and 76 trademarked, brah, because it's not going to be filled.
Folks won't even recognize what 68 means anymore.
Exactly.
Here in a little bit. And that, dude, we don't need more of this. Were there enough snubs last year that you looked at and you said, my gosh, there's 5-6 teams here that deserve to be in that are getting snubbed. We didn't do that. So what does it add? Just a couple more spots for some power conferences.
Exactly.
Get some teams in. Instead of having 8 in, they're going to have 9 in now. So ultimately, I don't like it.
No, I don't think anybody likes it, but it's just the way it's going to be.
That's more money.
Brother.
It's more money, more games for the NCAA.
Exactly. And look, I will say this. It's not as bad as it could have been. If they only had 4, I mean.
Well, yeah. If you're talking about adding,
could be worse. Sure. They were talking about 96, right?
That's ridiculous.
They, you know, I feel like if you do it in small increments and people like respond, like, this sucks, we don't like this, it doesn't.
Yeah.
But they hopefully won't go to 96. They go to 96, half the country's making the tournament, basically. So it's, or not half, but a third of the country is making the tournament. So it's like, well, what's the regular season even mean at that point?
They go to 96, still ain't going to be a third team from the AAC, as bad as that thing is.
It might not
be. Going to be more teams from the SEC and the power conferences.
Three.
Be lucky. Get
two.
96, as weak as this is.
We getting two this year?
It's going to be tough.
I mean, damn.
You and UAB are battling for it.
I feel like you skipped the number, bro. You going to three. We got to get to two.
No, at 96, we can still get two. We will not get three. Don't deserve it, probably.
The number in 2024 is 1.5. That's the number. Absolutely.
Again, we're not going to 96 first off. If we ever did,
yeah,
we'd get automatic 2 AAC, I would think.
Yeah. But hey, I tell you this. One thing I'm 100 on is that if you get out to shoot 360 and you get on that technology and you can put the time in with the passing and the dribbling and the shooting drills, you're going to become a better basketball player, or at least the person in your house is going to become a better basketball player. It's invested. It's backed by real NBA players. It's in the facilities of NBA teams. It's because you get results, right? We're going to have some big things to announce here very soon with Shoot 360. But in the meantime, go check them out, 85 Market Center Drive in Cairo.
Yep, y'all should know it right now. Big place coming this summer. We've told you about it. We'll keep you apprised of the grand opening and the details of the new place coming up in Cordova. As John said, get out to 85 Market Center Drive in Cairo. Get your membership now so you've got your place in line for when the big spot happens. It's the future of basketball training. It's happening right now at Shoot 360. Go see them, 85 Market Center Drive in Cairo.
Thanks to Jeff Coggins for joining us on the Saturday. Thanks to Drew Hill, Jeffrey and Company up next. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
With T-Mobile, you can save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, we'll pay off your locked AT&T phone up to $650, and you'll get a new 5G phone for free.
Pay off via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits with qualifying plan and credit plus tax and $35 connection charge. Contact us before canceling to continue bill credits or they stop and required finance agreement balances due. See T-Mobile.com.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300 horsepower engine or the available 375 horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call us now. $30 billion was set aside for meso victims. And in most cases, your claim is settled out of court without a jury trial. Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.